Welcome to GamerCast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
This is episode 34.
No, it's 35, isn't it?
Damn. I was reading off the screen. So you have for having last week's show notes up.
Yeah, it's episode 35.
Well, it has been a week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Well, hasn't it?
2 weeks, we missed last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we missed last week. Yeah, so yeah, 2 weeks since... A week since I last missed it, and then 2 weeks since we last did an episode. Yeah. And
I'm Don't mumble.
Yeah.
This microphone isn't good.
I'm sorry. I'm still sore in my mouth.
Scream, man.
But I'm back. I'm better.
Yeah, we're hey.
We're hey indeed. So yeah, sorry about the gap week. I unfortunately had to go in to have an operation to have my wisdom teeth removed. And of course, meant that I was unable to speak for part of the week. So we had to skip a week.
He had to speak like this.
Yeah, the first day seemed funnier because it zapped me with the locals, so the whole side of my face was numb, so I was drooling and kind of going, blah, 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 trying to speak, and I've chewed the whole inside of my face and it hurts like hell now. But yeah, it was all fun and giggles, soup and mash and wiener sausages with gravy. It was very entertaining for a week. I enjoyed a nice big large Domino's pizza last night to celebrate the ability to actually eat normal food. Yay, Domino's. Mighty meaty with a barbecue base. Right, on with the show. First up, letters.
Yeah. Ah, that's better. Right, we had a letter from the little man.
The little man, or
I don't know. Maybe he's related to Bob Man. But he simply says, "Great show, I am looking for a good game for PC!" Exclamation mark.
Good game for the PC. Well, it depends. If you're looking for a good game coming up that's not out yet, or a good game that you can go buy in the shop right now. I think we should come up with two.
Some of the Oblivion.
Future. Yeah, I would say Oblivion for now.
Or Battlefield 2.
Or Battlefield 2, depends what gets you
or
going.
Or Civilization 4.
Yeah.
Or SimCity 4, or Half-Life 2, or Warcraft 3, or Unreal Tournament, or Combat Flight Simulator 3.
Or Warcraft.
Or Homeworld 2.
Wow, have you got money.
Or Morrowind, or Silent Hunter 3, Battle for Middle-Earth, Quake 4, Doom 3. What else is up there?
If You're Gonna Wait, Spore, Battlefield 2142, Command & Conquer 3. Even if you don't play Command & Conquer 3, you should at least buy it and put it on your shelf to make it look like you do. What else is coming out? Neverwinter Nights 2, program where you click your fingers and it all goes started.
Star Trek.
Yeah, that'd be the one. Yeah, so there's plenty coming out. I must admit, last episode we did have a few PC new release.
I think we spent the episode ranting about what Command & Conquer 3 should be.
Yeah. And other bits and bobs. I've had a look at Battlefield 2142, and I do like the whole Titan warfare, where your Titan is a floating fortress where your men come out
a
of.
Floating fortress.
Like a large ship.
Large ship which floats. Floats on what?
Well, it's a hover ship, you know.
It floats on air?
So, you know, like it does in Halo. So your objective is to get past all the defences, get on the Titan, and then blow it up by fighting your way through all the opposition to the generator and blow it.
Sounds fun.
Very similar to Battlefront.
I much prefer Capture the Flag.
It's like Capture the Flag, but
it's like Capture the Flag, at least it blows up.
Yeah, you blow up the flag instead of capturing it.
Why do you want to blow the flag up? I mean, why do you want to blow a base up? You don't want to blow a base up, you want to capture the base.
But it's not a base, it's a ship, so you
well,
want to blow up the oppositions.
Whatever the fuck it
is. Fair enough.
You don't want to blow up stuff, you want to capture the enemy's stuff. Oh gee, look, we've just come across 500 artillery pieces. Let's blow them all up. instead of putting them to good use.
Well, I think you've just kind of stumbled across a good idea for a mod. Capture the Titan instead of blowing it up. And then the person can't respawn, and then you go and finish him off.
So in other words, it's just like Battlefield 2 again.
Well,
only futuristic.
Same. Yeah.
Right.
Max and stuff.
Next, we had an email from Chris Reed, who says the word poo.
Yes, poo. If you have any poo now, throw it.
At Adam.
No, he said poo, no show. And he told me to get well soon. Oh, thank you. I got quite a few get well cards. I got real cool enough with my mate Lou with Superman badge.
Yeah, well, you also got a really good email here from someone saying, hope you don't make it. If you just want to, you know, go on that sort of thing.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't make it. Maybe I'm a clone.
No!
What's
wrong with a clone, man?
Clone has no statutory rights, do they? Because they don't exist. They're just a copy of someone else.
Well, why don't you see why not? Because, you know, there aren't any human clones. For now.
You could have clones and you could... It's like that that film... Oh, what's he?
It's like the Shut up. It's like the Simpsons episode where Homer makes like hundreds of thousands of clones of him.
To do lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's based off that film that I'm trying to talk about.
The Simpsons episode is the original.
It's the guy that plays Batman.
Yeah, the guy that plays Batman, that narrows it down, doesn't it?
The first Batman.
That narrows it down about 10 people.
The first Batman with the Joker. The Tim Burton movie.
But Joker, that's a playing card, isn't it?
Oh, I give up.
You're not about me.
Michael Keaton.
Right. Bobman also says feel better soon.
Yay.
Kitty Pants Mafia says he's alive. Well, hey, that's really good. he says we should check out the portal demonstration video made by Valve and some people who did the mod for Half-Life 4, whatever it was. We'll discuss that in a bit later on because, yeah, we were... Well, Adam was impressed. I'm not really impressed. It's just a...
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Someone says hello from America.
Hello.
Christian McDonald.
He says Sony's gay.
Or McConnell, whatever it is.
Didn't realise Sony went that way.
Hmm?
Did they're gay?
What about them?
I know they're crap, but I didn't realise they were gay.
Yeah, they're gay. Didn't you know Ken Kataragi?
Really?
Anyway, he says, hello from California, and beyond the fact that Sony is hella gay, I don't know what hella means, maybe it means hell of a gay person type company.
Well, we're English.
Yeah, we don't understand this, man. What does it mean? It means hello, gay? Sony says hello to gay, or what? Right, anyway, he says, I was wondering what was going on with the World of Warcraft expansion. Everything you read is rumour or assume release dates. Is there any solid info yet? Get well soon, Adam. In conclusion, Sony is crap. He sounds like me. Right, so that's all the letters, really. We had one from Laura saying, I sigh in your general direction. And someone telling me to stop being so anti-Sony. And someone saying rude, that Adam is rude because he skived off for a week. Right, so that's right. The letters done.
Yay. Right, releases.
These are releases for the last two Fridays. Since
so we'll go through them quicker than normal. Right.
Hang on. Let's do it. This way.
Go for it.
Let me handle it.
You go for it.
We had a game called Cars come out. Now this isn't it based on a...
It's on the new Pixar movie Cars. It's not out yet, but it will be in a couple weeks.
Okay, exciting. Right. Cars came out on the Nintendo DS, the PlayStation Portable, the PS2, POS being piece of shit 2, the PC, which is piece of crap, and the Xbox. What can we do for Xbox?
Xbox.
The gay box. And the Gay Boy Advance as well. I remember it came out on GameCube as well. I think that's the big... Yeah, that was the big multi-format release. So on the Xbox 360, we had Prey and Battle for Middle-Earth 2 come out, both of which are very good. We had Miss Spider, Harvest Time, Hop and Fly on the DS, or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
and PQ Practical Intelligence Quotient, whatever that is.
That is a game for the PSP.
So it's a rip-off of all those crazy nerd games on the DS.
Yeah, it's a problem-solving game where you have to get your blue man to move blocks around to get in the way of lasers to get to the door or something.
So in other words, it's just like that game which Microsoft had in their Best of Entertainment pack. What was it called? You went around a maze and picked up chips.
Well, it's kind of like
Chips Challenge.
It looks just like Metal Gear Solid, the VR missions, apart from you're a blue man and you're sliding blocks around.
It's right, like, we'll just skip over that because it sounds crap.
Yeah.
Super Dragon Ball Z. Even though it's Z. Not Z. What do they fucking mean? It's Z. That's how you pronounce it.
Dragon Ball Z.
That's the bourgeois way of pronouncing it. Panzer Elite Action also came out on the PS2. A bunch of Cars games came out on the PC as well as Prey. Super Monkey Ball Adventure came out on the Cube. Xbox 360 and Call of Duty 2 Game of the Year edition.
This is this week, though. Don't
forget. Well, it doesn't matter. It's all, we're doing all the 2 weeks mixed together.
Yeah.
I'm just reading down the list, man. Chill.
Okay.
Chill, man. Chill.
Okay.
Yeah, Game of the Year edition of Call of Duty 2, which is really Call of Duty 2 plus some extra stuff. A couple of extra maps, stuff like that. Puyo Pop Fever on the DS. Miami Vice, Capcom Classics on the PSP. Shin Megumon Tenshu Jabuizawa Digital Devil Saga, or Saga even, on the PS2, whatever the hell that is. Pirates of the Caribbean, crap game on the PC. Super Rugby League 2 on the Xbox. So that's a load of crap for the last 2 weeks, really, other than Prey and Battle for Middle Earth. Both of which are very good. So we don't need Outlook anymore. But we do need Notepad.
Notepad!
Right, you bought some new hardware.
Yes. It was time. I bought a game, which...
He bought a game, then he realised he bought the wrong game, because he meant to buy Barbie's Horse Adventure.
Nay. No, Nay. I bought Battlefield 2, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, and it required a pixel shader, and my Nvidia card, which came with my PC, does not support pixel shading.
Right, let me go back to 2001, or 2002. When I was screaming at everyone not to buy the fucking GeForce 4MX because it's crap. And everyone went and fucking bought one. Now look, you're all having to fucking buy new ones.
I didn't buy one though.
Shut up.
Mine came with
you
my...
You did buy one, it was in your computer.
Mine came with the computer and the computer was free, so...
No excuse. You should have demanded a better free computer.
Anyway, so, I have now upgraded to an ATI Radeon X1600 512MB graphics card. Got it from a website which Paul recommended to me, which was very good. Cool thing about the website was that it scanned my computer and let me know a short list of all the graphics cards that would be good for my computer for the setup I've got at the moment. So I went through the list, found the one I wanted, ordered it, came in the post. I must admit, well impressed. Comes with CD instructions as well as a fold-out set of instructions, so that if you've already stripped the computer down, or you don't have a computer and you're building one, at least you don't require another computer for the CD. You can just read them, the printed manual, which is nice.
Yeah, but everyone's got dozens of computers nowadays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah,
six.
Even my dad said if we'd taken it apart, we could have just used one of the many laptops we've got. So
I mean, it's not hard to put a graphics card in.
Yeah, so. Came with some nice cables for all different bits and bobs of monitors and wherever you're plugging it into. Came with a splitter cable because you have to split this through to the power supply and to the hard drive power supply. Yeah, nice bit. Box was nice, quite cool. And away I went.
A nice box! Cool,
yeah.
Man!
Nice box. Came in a
the
nice
fact that the graphics card was faulty, had leprechauns growing on it, then no matter, the box was nice.
Yeah.
It had leprechauns on it. You're kidding.
Yeah, they helped.
They helped?
They come free with it, they help you install it, and then they run away.
Oh man, it's like, what was it, that advert on TV? It was for, you know, paracetamol or something, and no, Lemsip. and the Lemsip box with spring arms and legs and start helping you with everything.
That's what they need, your hardware that gets arms, the robotic hardware, and it installs itself. But no, installing it easy.
Trouble is, it went into your house and installed it into your fridge.
I must admit, the only thing I actually had hard about installing this new graphics card was trying to get the bloody power cables out of the hard drive. Yanking at those for ages, and it took me ages to get them unclipped because they've never been pulled out since the thing been put together.
Yeah, those connections are always bastards if they're still tight.
Yeah, so that was all the only problems I had. As soon as I got that out, slot it in, lock the graphics card in, put it all back together again, give it a good clean, so now it's all nice and clean. As well as that, I also had to replace the casing fan because that was making funny noises. The ball bearings had finally gone, so that's been done.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's all sounding nice and humming. I got it up and working, installed all the drivers, it was pretty simple. Must admit, the first game I tried was Battlefield 2. But the main test game to see on comparison, the only game that I knew that would look different would have been World of Warcraft. As soon as I opened...
Bow-chicka-bow-wow!
Scared me, then. Put that on, first thing that came up, he goes, "Doing, sorry, cannot play with current hardware settings, you have changed your hardware. Returning everything to default," so it looked even crapper than it did before. They went in, clicked everything to uber high, shaders, the whole lot. I must admit, I was quite shocked at how nice it actually looks. So, there was a nice test to actually show the power of how crap my graphics card was before. So no, I must admit, I was very impressed. I must admit, I'm glad I took your advice and then skipped from over to Radeon from Nvidia. Nvidia is nice, but I'm quite impressed with
the trouble with Nvidia is they suck.
Yep. No, I'm ATI all the way now.
I'm not. I'm whatever's fastest. And ATI has been the fastest overall, on average, since the Radeon 9700.
Mm.
You know, sure, there's times where Nvidia releases a new card and it's a bit faster, but ATI soon counter.
Yeah. No, I must admit, I'm quite impressed.
The trouble I have with Nvidia is their... how they went after all the Taiwanese chipset manufacturers. You know, they released the Enforce chipset, which is a very good chipset, but originally it was a terrible chipset. Although Vi, you know, were crap as well.
No, that was...
But they were after one purpose, like monopolising everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, ATI have been bought by AMD now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
AMD have just lost the CPU wars as well, though, so whatever.
Mm. Never mind.
Because we worship the Conroe.
Do we?
Sure, why not? Whatever it is.
Yeah, so that's my new hardware. Must have been very impressed.
And Nvidia's drivers are shit as well.
Are we going to advertise the website where I bought it from? Nah. If you want to know where I got it from, and if you're thinking you wouldn't mind to get a,
well, there's loads of websites you can get stuff from. Dabs, Overclockers, Crucial, Simply.
I got it from Crucial, didn't I?
Yes, you did. It's £20 a year now. Two mentions the word Crucial twice. Free, yeah. Pretty good. What else? There's loads of websites in there. Amazon even.
Yeah. So check it out, see what's the past. I must admit, Crucial.
Although I like Crucial because they use Royal Mail.
Mm. I must admit.
So they're on the doorstep, 8 o'clock, not fucking half three in the after fucking noon.
Yeah, I was still in my boxer shorts and t-shirt with a cup of tea in hand when they arrived at the door. My dad's
because nothing annoys me more than, you know, I'm getting all excited. I've spent £2,000 ordering all this new hardware, and bits of it turn up in the morning, but the rest of it don't turn up till the afternoon. Then I've got to spend the whole evening putting it together.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't fucking work, and then I get pissed off, and I throw it across the room, and then I have to sort it all out.
Disgrace. Right, so
oh,
yeah.
Wait, I forgot to plug it in.
That was my hardware, so I'm quite impressed. Very good.
What do you think of the drivers?
No, good.
Are ATI using their new setup program on Windows XP now? Was it like a box with all these fancy bars going across and shit? Or was it just a regular, normal, full-screen setup window installing on it?
It just... The only big grief that I had with it was...
Was it didn't work?
It went through installing, then it did something, and then when it had finished, it didn't let you know that it finished. You just switched off and carried on, sat there, and nothing worked properly. I had to it didn't tell me to restart my computer, so I did it myself. And then
the advantage of Windows Vista, you don't need to restart.
Yeah.
I can change the graphics cards right now in this recording. We'll just continue in the background as we just have, you know, a blinking cursor on top of the screen while it activates a new driver.
Yeah, so now I was
so yeah, in your face, XP boy.
I must admit, one thing I did
have
like
fun
about
with your
it
dated OS.
It's got all the same functions like you have on your.
That's the point. Vertical sync isn't working in this build. I should have a look at that.
But no, I must admit, quite impressed. Very impressed. What are you doing now?
Faffing around. Don't worry.
Okay, so
I'm gonna uninstall my video driver and we'll continue the recording of GamerCast anyway without a video driver.
And then I won't be able to see what I'm doing, and then you realise that you can't remember where you put the drivers.
Here you go. Yeah, you can carry on talking, don't worry.
Okay.
I'm just sorting this out, don't worry. I'm not going to make the screen disappear or anything.
Okay.
But I might make the screen do this.
Warp speed. Right. Next on the list, Portal.
Portal,
which was mentioned to us.
Portalforums.net is an excellent forum.
Oh yes, many of the portals are amazing, but this portal is, as Paul was telling me earlier, was it a created mod or a mod in development?
I think it was originally a mod, either in development or not. I don't think it ever was like finished, but it's like a concept of ideas. Valve picked it up and, you know, messed around with it.
Yeah, so.
But you've played Prey, haven't you?
No, I haven't had a go on yet.
Because Prey apparently has got some similar sort of portal things in it.
Yeah.
Basically, whatever.
It's first-person shooter, stroke puzzle game, where you're going around these rooms, and you have a weapon that is very similar to the.
It's the gravity gun plus it throws portals at the floor or whatever.
It's a bit like the rubbery black hole thing you get in Roger Rabbit. Where you can put your arm through and it pierces somewhere else, like Looney Tunes sort of thing. So you literally just shoot at one wall, shoot at the other, and you run through one portal and you peer out the other end to try and get around falling down objects, getting an object you want near you.
Well, I mean, none of that's new. Quake 3 Arena had portals and stuff. Sure, you can move to portals wherever you want, but it's not much more work to do to make that happen.
Yeah, the only thing I think is nice about it is
it's too gimmicky.
In those ones, could you actually see through the portal to the other
yeah.
the other hole?
Could see through the portals as well.
Yeah, it looks nice. I imagine.
If you don't believe me, I'll fucking show you.
No, I believe you. I do believe you.
So the last thing we need is a bunch of Half-Life fanboys whining about how shit Quake is. Fucking Valve fanboys. The last thing we need is that.
It looks nice, but I can, you know, lots of like cool. I'm falling through somewhere, and you shoot a hole, so you fall through the next hole to keep going, and then all of a sudden you find yourself falling through a hole, and you're. Going horizontally instead of vertically, so you come to a complete stop and you're safe. But I can see that getting boring after a while. I really can.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting gimmick, but
it's not like
something.
Can you play that multiplayer? Fair enough. If they,
it would just be insane, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be crazy. I must admit, it'd be fast paced, but it'd be crazy if you said, right, here's a set of weapons downloading onto the multiplayer. So you've got all these weapons. Plus, you've got your gravity thing, so you can throw blocks at people, maybe throw the people around. You know, you're running along, you're shooting someone, and all of a sudden you fall through and you find yourself falling from the ceiling upside down because someone shot a portal underneath your feet. Oh, you're dead. I must say, most of the time, everyone would just be shooting portals and jumping left, right, and centre, and you'll be seeing people flying out of ceilings, out of walls, going the wrong direction, falling through the floor, and then going, falling out the ceiling and going through the floor, and just repeating themselves, going backwards and forwards, and you just wait for them to come past you, bang, headshot. I could see it being fun, like you said, gimmicky, but wearing out quick. But the video does look quite funny, just for the fact that they added on the extra kind of flash animation of it's a test. I must admit, out of anything, the video is cool. But bar that.
Now this is cool!
Groovy music. Are we going to get onto that now, or are we going to wait?
We're going to do Battlefield 2 now.
Okay, Battlefield 2. I got a text message. Right, I'll ignore that. Shut up. Battlefield 2. got hold of Battlefield 2. I must admit,
I've had Battlefield 2 since it came out.
Yes, I know you have, and I've always been wanting a copy. I nearly got a copy for my Xbox 360, and then it died. So the only copy...
That's the point. We need to get online at some point and kick some ass.
Yes, we do.
Because I've actually been playing online quite a bit lately.
I've registered myself to be able to go online now, so...
Well, we can't do the expansion pack because I don't have it.
No.
And you didn't bring Generals round, did you?
Shit, I forgot.
Well, you're supposed to bring it round, then I can force Catherine to play that as well.
I forgot what I was saying now. Yeah, but basically, bar watching you play it whenever I come over to do a show, and me having to go on the demo for the Xbox 360, it's as close as I've ever got to it. So, I must admit, a quick comparison between Battlefield 2 for the PC and Battlefield 2...
for the consoles.
Yeah.
Console versions suck in comparison.
Yeah, because they're using the same setup of game that's designed for a keyboard. There's too many buttons. They try to set it all up. I must admit, I can't stand the weapons select, because you press a button and then you literally press up, down, left, or right for different weapons, or you leave it alone in the middle for the main gun. So I found that kind of annoying, to keep changing weapons. And I must admit, the buttons are in places where it's not the same as Halo, it's not the same as Ghost or anything like that. It's kind of so confusing. You feel like you've got to learn a whole new system just for that one game. Classic button system, and the fact you could customize on Battlefield 2, the fact I just keep it the same as all the buttons from 1 all the way through up for all my different things. Fair enough, I've changed a few because I'm left-handed mouse player, so I use the arrow keys instead of the WASD keys.
WASD, man, don't mess with the WASD.
It's on the wrong side.
No, it's not. It's on the right side.
I know, but I use my right hand for the keys.
That's because you're upside down and backwards.
I'm the backwards man, I can move as fast as
you. They should do what they do in Victorian times, force you to be right-handed.
I am right-handed.
So you're just backwards with your mouse?
Yeah, because I'm ambidextrous, I'm fine.
Backwards man.
Because I've got tennis...
If you're ambidextrous, just whatever. Don't use a... Just attach the mouse to your head and do this.
I need like a... You need to bring out a Wii controller and then you can use your head. But no, I must admit, I'm very impressed. I got the deluxe edition that came with the expansion pack, the Special Forces. I was a bit unsure about it at first because Paul's rampant raved about, no, don't buy it.
They should fix the fucking bugs in Battlefield 2 before releasing expansion packs.
The good thing about the expansion pack is basically a standalone game. It does not change anything to Battlefield. You can play Battlefield and it is completely and utterly oblivious to... Special Forces. It doesn't change anything. You don't even get any new maps. You want to play Special Forces, you click on the Special Forces play button, and that means you don't have access to any of the stuff that's in Battlefield. You only play as Special Forces, which means you only play as the Special Forces teams and the Special Forces maps. So if you read somewhere that you get grappling hooked, which you do, just because you're playing Battlefield doesn't mean you're also you've got grappling hooks. Or if you play as Battlefield, say China, and you pick as a Special Forces character, it doesn't mean you access any of the Special Forces from the expansion pack. Two separate running games. Must admit, the Special Forces is quite cool because of the fact you play as like SAS or the Spatsner is my favourite. Some of the extra features like the zip line and the grappling hook are quite nice. Weapons are pretty much the same, just different guns for the same sort of thing. The setup's the same, where you've got your Special Forces sniper, assault, engineer, exactly the same as Battlefield. The only difference is the teams you're playing as are Special Forces instead of Army or whatever.
People's Liberation Army, man.
Exactly. But Battlefield in itself, I must admit, I'm quite impressed. I found it a little bit hard to fly a helicopter in comparison with a joystick, and then I found that it's probably not a good idea to use pitch and roll with a mouse, because it's so dodgy. I kept flipping the helicopter, so I switched it over to using the arrow keys. So it's a mixture between the arrow keys and the WASD, using two hands on the keyboard to fly a helicopter now. Still haven't found an airplane yet.
Have you just done single player at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the single player maps are 16 player, so they're the small maps. And none of the small maps have aircraft. They just have, I think, just... two of them have helicopters.
Yeah, that's what I found. Oh, right. I've got to play online more then.
It's better online anyway, even if you don't have much of a twat playing it.
Yeah. But no, I must
say, don't mess with me, I'm support personnel and I've got my heavy ass machine gun. So fuck off.
Yeah, I'm a
heavy ass
machine
gun and unlimited ammo.
I'm finding it a lot easier to play PC wise in comparison. I must admit, I had lots of fun playing the demo on the 360.
I didn't. I got to the fucking setup screen where EA wanted loads of fucking details from me, and it's like, what? Piss off.
But no, on the.
I pay for Xbox Live. Microsoft have my details. Stop trying to nickel my stuff to send me fucking crap. Fucking EA and their fucking EA crap servers.
No, I'm quite impressed
EA
with that.
EA suck. It's in the crap.
It's in the green.
Hey, this episode's 30 minutes long. We better hurry up.
Yeah.
We're not even halfway through our list.
So no, I'm quite impressed. Battlefield 2, definitely a good buy. I'm sure there's a demo out there if you're not sure, but go out and buy it. Must admit, if you're thinking about it, do. At the moment, it is on the sale, Deluxe Edition, Play.com for $17.99. It is a bargain.
Ooh.
So go out there and get a copy.
And the cool thing of Battlefield 2 now is there's loads of free space in the servers. It's all the noobs are playing Special Forces.
Yeah. It's so spread it out a lot more now.
So you got the server list, and like two of them have people in, and the rest are empty. So you just go on the empty one to mess around.
Yeah.
Because it's good for just getting a few of your mates into the game.
Yeah, just having no one else in there.
Well, until everyone else turns up and starts fucking being noobs, but you
can
just
you
hop
actually,
to another server.
Can you actually get a server and or host your own server and lock it so no one else can get in? So it's just you and your mates.
Yes, if you've got enough bandwidth. But no, we don't have enough bandwidth.
Right.
But you can rent. Servers.
Yeah, I saw a button for renting servers, but I guess you're going to have to pay for that.
Yeah.
So it's for the Uber people that
the
are like...
To rent server key. I'll just see what the going rate is.
I suppose if you're big on it and you have a clan and...
Well, yeah, I mean, on the performance, we used to have a Counter-Strike server rented out.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool. No, but I'm definitely impressed. Definitely ground back.
Even though Counter-Strike sucked.
Rank servers order now. Ooh. 16 for... Right, we'll do the halves and halves. For 3 months, for a 16-player map, is £84. 6 months is 134. And 12 months is 235. Where if you go up to 64-player...
It's £343 for 3 months.
And then a top price of £960.96 for 12 months.
But that is a ranked server.
Yeah.
And the ranked servers, you have to pay EA to host the server as well.
Yeah. But that means if it's a ranked server, it's breaking...
It scores all your stuff and, you know, you unlock weapons as you progress and stuff like that.
And you gain all your new rank. So, no, pretty cool.
I think I'm a corporal or something.
Right.
You're a noob.
Yeah.
Noob.
Right. Another new game that I managed to get hold of just on cheap for playing while I was off ill. Spellforce, the gold edition, which comes with the expansion pack. Spellforce uses... basically, it's Command & Conquer sort of system by the fact that the character as yourself... You know, it's some of these, the RTS, or they call them god games, because you are the controlling from that perspective. In this, the character that you're playing as is actually on the map at all times. So you play like an RPG where you've got a character and you can actually pick up items, put new armor, give him new weapons. You can actually zoom in so far that a camera will actually swing behind him, so it's like third person and you can run around and attack people. But then you zoom out as you're going along and you're by yourself, you can go to this like plate, it's like a circled ring of stones, and you can summon a hero, and you can have a couple of heroes, and they'll fight along with you, and you're fighting through orcs and stuff, and then you'll get near an orc encampment, and you'll find a human, like, pillar, and you can click on that, and make some human workers, and then you can tell them to go off and start building stuff, and all of a sudden you build your nice little town, and you'll start collecting resources, and you'll build your army, and then once you've got your army, you and your mate, your army and your heroes, go off, kick some orc ass, and as you're getting defeated, you've still got all your resources in your town, so you start building all the others. So it's an aspect of RPG with RTS mixed into each other. I've been playing it for a little while, and I must admit, it is quite a nice system. Sometimes you feel like it's a waste of time because you go through all this effort to build an army, and then once you've got past the level and you go through the gate to the next area, you'll leave your army and the town behind, which means that you're going to do it all over again. But as you go through the game, you'll pick up these things called runes, because you're like you're called a rune warrior. So you have these runes, and these rune stones are what allow you to summon your workers. So eventually you'll get hold of runes for orcs. So if you want, you can have orcs on your side, or loads of other weird dark creatures from the bad guy's side, and you have dwarves and elves on your side. So eventually you'll end up with a massive army, with a town, a half elf, dwarf and human town, and just got kicks mass. So it's quite a good game, quite cheap out at the moment. I think it's about £15 with the expansion pack as well.
Well, hey, we are rocking.
Where was I? I was lost then.
We were just about to start something new.
Yes.
You just finished your Spellforce nonsense.
Team Fortress 2. Go on, hit it.
Hey, engineer man.
As you're wondering why we've gone quiet and playing music, at the moment playing the video for Team Fortress 2, which you can find by typing in Team Fortress 2 at youtube.com. I must admit, the stylistic look of this is absolutely...
Wait, just some background on Team Fortress. Team Fortress was a mod for Quake 1, so this is a long time before any of the noobs today even existed, basically. They were having a look at what Valve were doing with Half-Life before Quake 2 came out, because it was going to be a Quake 2 add-on as well. They decided to make it an add-on. They decided to work with Valve to make it an add-on for Half-Life. But then, after Valve released Half-Life, they shunted Team Fortress 2 back to being a standalone game. There was massive uproar from all the people who said, "We fucking bought Half-Life to play Team Fortress, you fucking whackers," and so on. So they had to, in the end, release Team Fortress as a free add-on for Half-Life, but they were still going to do Team Fortress 2 as a standalone game. This would have been 99, they were still saying that. Then it went quiet for like 4 years, and then they announced Half-Life 2, and all the Team Fortress 2 people saying, "You fucking wankers, you're supposed to be working on Team Fortress 2. including me, because I was a big Team Fortress player, so I used to play, because it's just, you know, an amazing game. And we were always going to reform our Half-Life clan for Team Fortress 2, and it never fucking came out.
Yeah, because you were saying that it's the one of the first first-person shooters that uses the whole...
It uses classes.
Yeah, medic.
So you've got engineer. Medic... You've got, you know, a heavy weapons guy with like 300 health and a massive chain gun.
Demolitions, flame pyro.
Scouts, who run really fast.
Yeah. I must admit, I did like the idea of it, because Friend of Battlefield use it. But I like the idea that it's not just the look of the character. Battlefield is the look and the weapons that you're armed with. But from this, like you said, it's like scouts run fast. The armor is much higher on a... heavy weapons. I imagine they're a bit more sluggish and walk slower. And
well, yeah, I mean, you just get two of them and park them in a fucking doorway, and nothing can get past. So now, Valve have announced Team Fortress 2 is going to be the multiplayer add-on in their next episode of Half-Life 2.
Oh, really? So they're doing a new episode after Episode 1?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
cool.
Team Fortress is going to be the multiplayer component. There were a couple of screenshots released for Team Fortress 2, you know, in 99, and it was this realistic, gritty war game, very much like Battlefield 2.
But more realistic-looking sort of deal.
Well, sort of. I mean, Battlefield 2 looks pretty realistic anyway, but they were going for a more realistic feel, because in 99, there weren't any realistic games.
Yeah, where Half-Life,
you know, it was
bad.
Unreal Tournament and Half-Life Deathmatch, where you run around in these, you know, whatever, shoot people in the back with shotguns, which is really fun. So yeah, it was trying to look like Ghost Recon and Rainbow Six then, only with the, you know, game style of of a fun game.
Yeah, where now, you know, we're heading up to close to Rainbow Six Las Vegas. We've had the new Ghost Recon out, and we're on the first
we're talking about Team Fortress.
No, I'm just saying we've been saturated in a lot of these types of games.
We've been saturated by a lot of realistic war games.
Yeah. So for the start of this, I must admit, when you glance at it, if I didn't know what it was and I just had a quick glance at it, I would swear that it was done by the amazing guys. I can't remember the team that does it for
a team.
No, not them. The guys that did Time Splitters.
Jet Set Radio Future, yeah.
No, Radical.
Free Radical.
It looks like Free Radical, sort of, their style, sort of thing. You can tell by the modeling.
Well, no, not really.
I can tell by the modeling is not there. It's just because they're classic modeling through their wrists. It's easy to pick up on, but it's just that sort of fun-looking style. I must admit, the character design really interesting.
Team Fortress and Team Fortress Classic, which was the Half-Life thing, were never trying to be realistic things. I mean, you had a fucking base here and a base there, separated by a bridge. How fucking realistic is that in a war?
Yeah, it's about fun. I'm liking that. It's a bit more gameplay. Oh, I'm blowing up.
Okay, you finished getting interrupted?
Yeah, sorry. Parents wanting to know if I was coming home for tea. So yeah, as you're saying, I must admit, it's got that feel like it's fun. It's all about it. It's first person fun. You run around with your teammates.
See, I mean, a bit about the game is you've got two teams in Team Fortress, although in some of the newer maps you had four teams, which is just dumb. You know, you pick your class. That class, you've got predetermined weapons, predetermined everything, basically. You've got several modes like capture the flag, base domination, escort the president, which was fucking awesome. You actually had a guy with an umbrella. And it basically used the same bottle as the crowbar, only painted up a bit like an umbrella in Half-Life. And one of the teams would just have to escort this guy around, and it was an awesome level.
No, I must admit, this new one does look real nice. I think the thing that I'm liking more and more about predetermined weapons is it's not like you're watching some guy and he looks like he's...
It's not like you've got some fucking camper camping on the best weapon spot.
Yeah. You know, you've got this guy...
Last time he's a camper.
You know, he's got a machine gun. All of a sudden he pulls out the rail gun and puts it right between your eyes, and you're like, damn. You see this guy, especially with it, because the characters look so defined, you see this guy running really fast, you know it's a scout. You've played as a scout, you know what he's capable of. You see this other guy with
he's
the cowboy...
He's capable of not a lot. He can shoot at you for about 5 minutes and not do anything.
You see a guy with the cowboy hat, and you're like, right, duck, it's a sniper. You see someone that looks like a barn door swinging a massive... great bunch of dynamite, and you're like, yeah, run for it, demolition.
Although there was one annoying thing which destroyed Team Fortress Classic.
What was that?
What, some of the grenades in the game were concussion grenades, so when they went off they'd make you all spin around like that, so you couldn't shoot properly. And due to wonky physics, people could use those grenades to jump miles. So you could literally jump from one base to the other base using one of these grenades, and that, in the end, ruined it. Which really sucked. But the really cool thing was the engineer. Because unlike the crappy engineer in Battlefield 2, engineer in Team Fortress can build sentry guns.
Cool.
And, like, upgrade them and everything, and build ammo stations where people can get ammo and shit.
Well, that's a bit better.
So I always used to play as an engineer, because it was, you know, awesome.
Well, that's a bit more.
Sentry gun, like, yeah. So yeah, Team Fortress 2 should be good. Unlike all the noobs who are saying, oh, it looks shit, blah blah blah, it looks amazing and the game is going to rock.
So that means if it's coming along, all you've got to do is basically buy Half-Life 2 Episode 2.
Yeah.
Because does Episode 1 require to have the first Half-Life 2?
Mm-hmm. Don't know, never completed Half-Life 2, so never got Episode 1.
Yeah, me neither.
Anyway, you're going to say something about the Burning Legion, because
yeah,
some guy was on about it.
Questions about Burning Legion, so I'm not going to go into it too much. But basically, from the looks of things, November looks to be the release date. Obviously, because this is different to most games, because it's a massive multiplayer online, there are a lot of things that they want to make sure they get right. Fair enough, there are some things they can leak for later dates because of updates, but pretty much November looks like the pretty much release date for this. At the moment, some of the latest information that they've released is finally the Draken, which is the new flying mount. Unfortunately, it looks like you won't be able to have this flying, this particular flying mount until you're level 70 anyway. But the cool thing is you can also use it like a normal mount and run along on the ground, and then you use jump and he will just basically flap his wings and fly off, and you use look up and down to fly and steer it all over the place. But it pretty much is something that you'll be using later on through the levels, because of Outland, where the orcs come from, it's pretty much so ripped apart from the Burning Legion being there that part of the land is floating up in the air for no apparent reason. So some levels and dungeons you can't get to unless you've actually managed to get hold of one of these drakes. As well as that, with the two new playable characters are out, the High Elves for the Horde and for the Alliance is a character which I cannot pronounce.
A Jubabob.
A Drake. Look at the website, you'll see what I mean. Basically what they've done is taken two of the playable classes that were specific to Alliance and Horde, because as most of them go, you pretty much, a few on the Alliance can do mages, a few on the Horde can do mages, but pretty much most of them are playable by both sides. Druids was one of the few where it was literally one elves on one side, Tauren on the other. The two that were specifically for each side were Paladin, which you could only be if you were Alliance and you had to be either a dwarf or a human, and Shaman, which was just for the Horde, which, if I remember rightly, I think was Orc and Troll, because I'm not a Horde player, so I'm not too sure on it. But basically what they've done for the expansion pack is allowed so that the High Elves will be able to play as a Paladin. So all the Horde players that have never thought, oh, Elves are cool, but I always want to be Horde because I want to be the bad guys. Now they can play as the Elves, and plus that, they will be able to play as a Paladin and get all the Paladin powers that the Alliance have been able to enjoy. And vice versa, with the new Alliance character, you'll be able to play as a Shaman, which means you'll be able to use the totems and all of the Shaman powers. So it means that people that are very much stuck on what side that they want to play on get a chance to play at one of these. Well, basically means you'll be able to play as any single class you want to, which is quite a nice touch. There is a new craft that is called Jewel
Killing People.
Jewel crafting, which hasn't really been explained that much about the fact you're making jewels. So I don't know if they're kind of like for spells or for anything updated, because they have said that they will be updating all of the other classes and adding extra things for you to learn with these classes past level 60. So there will be new abilities. Obviously you've got to get to the original cap level before you'll find any of these on the way up to the new cap level, which is level 70. Bar that, there is some other bits of news and some other things about Outland and stuff, which you can all find on the Burning Legion official website. Some things are still a little bit fuzzy in whether or not the expansion pack will be a complete buy online and download, or it will be something that you'll buy in your local video game store where you will actually buy a box with a CD. Myself, I love just getting the CD because you know you've got it, and if you have to reformat your
I think it's going to be a retail release as well.
Yeah, I must admit, because they'll make a big deal about it, because it can get more people on seeing this new, I must admit, it advertises World of Warcraft better, because people will see this, oh, new stuff that's out, they'll see it and think, wow, this is really good, and then realise that they've got to buy the original Warcraft, and like, wow, this is Warcraft, oh, I've never realised it was this good before, and go out and buy it. So, I think it's the best way that they'll go. Release date, price, and whether they're how they're releasing it are still, you know, yet to be determined, but from the looks of things, with the way that Bizarre have been going on about November, seems to be the time that it will get out. A lot more stuff is leaking out a lot faster through their official information, so it looks like they're really coming to completion on it. So yeah, that's it for Burning Legion.
Okay, well, hey,
and that's it for us, I think.
Feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net, or can be left on the blog at gamercast.net. Or you can talk on the forums, portalforums.net. and whatever.
As usual.
And if you want to give us money, feel free.
Yeah, always good. Especially if you want to blow something up.
Yeah, check out our PS2 death video, if those who haven't.
Yeah, definitely good. And also, please feel free to keep checking back on previous episodes that you know you might not have watched, because you'll always find something funny.
Watched?
Listen,
we only did one video episode.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
And that took way too long.
Yeah, we don't have the time for that sort of thing, especially now the fact I have full-time work.
Exactly, if you want to pay us £1,000 a month so we can do video episodes, go for it. But otherwise, we just don't have the time.
We would have to do it just for the fact that the costs of the bandwidth and everything as well.
Yeah, if you want to pay us $10,000 a month each, then yeah, sort it.
And I'll quit my job and we can just live off Gamercast. Yeah, so
that's
it for this week, and we'll see you next week. We're all back to normal and everything. Sorry about the delay, but it being hard.
But we couldn't be bothered to do it yesterday.
Yeah. Sometimes there is a delay. It normally is literally just out by one day, by the fact one of us being majorly ill going in for an operation like I was.
Or working his ass off at work.
Yeah, like you were, because you've been dragged into work more. So that's it for this week, and we'll see you guys next week.
Wait.
Later.